Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse the Planet here. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast. We're going back in time. A sermon that I preached many, many years ago entitled, I Am the Christian the Devil Warned You About. Are you ready to tap into your inner boldness and win souls for Christ? Think about that. That's the power of God's word in you. Are you a threat to the devil? Oh, God, my God, this is going to be good. Remember, I'm going back in time, so I'm going to look younger. Praise God. At least I hope I do. Praise God. Call a friend. Tell them to turn that television on. They're going to get blessed by the power of God's word. And tell them to get a pencil and paper and take some notes, because this is part one of this sermon. I am the Christian the devil warned you about. Watch this and be blessed.
Numbers 25, verse 1. I got this. I was riding my motorcycle, and I looked down. And I have a bad habit of reading signs, sometimes out loud. I guess when I become a real old man, it's going to be, you know, you just look and read signs. And I saw this bumper sticker. And when I saw it, I just translated it into my way of thinking. And it didn't say this, but it was close to this. And the title of my sermon tonight is, I Am the Christian the Devil Warned You About. If you've heard any criticism about Jesse, it's probably true. Not the bad stuff, because I've learned to irritate the devil. I made up my mind that every day that I breathe, I'm going to stomp that bozo brain's head in the ground by the power of Jesus' name. I don't wait to get in church to get somebody saved. I don't care where am I at. If I'm going to do something for God, I'll do it publicly. I'm not embarrassed. You can't embarrass me because I'm a dead man. It's not me that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And I made up my mind that I was a good sinner. I mean, a good sinner. I mean, I taught the devil a few things he ain't never heard of. You understand? But I had a praying mama that wouldn't give up on me, kept praying and believing God for me to come into the kingdom of God. Well, when I got saved, I said, I'm going to be as good for Jesus as I was for the devil. So it doesn't make a lick of difference to me where you are or where I'm at. If the anointing of God want to come out of my life, it's coming. I don't care if I'm in a restaurant. I don't do that to get attention. I just move by the flow of the Holy Ghost. I have something in my life. It's called zeal. And I'm going to deal with zeal tonight. I am the Christian the devil warned you about. The other day I walked by a demon-possessed person, and that demon went, Jesse, Jesse. I went, whoa, you know me by my first name, don't you, boy? Hallelujah. They get nervous, you know what I'm saying? And it's just such a blessing. And this man in the Bible here, Israel has created a great sin, and God is angry at the sin, and naturally wherever sin is, the wages of sin is there also. So death will reign, brother, when sin's flowing. I always say this, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and charge you more than you want to pay. And that's simply the truth. So if you read Numbers 25, verse 1, and Israel abode in Shechem, and the people begin to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. There's always seemed to be a lust factor seemed around the body of Christ for some reason. I don't know why. You know, going by their flesh instead of going by their spirit. Now watch this. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bowed down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal-peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord. I said, how would you like to have a pastor like that? Just rip your head off, bless God, and hang it outside on the church sign. He's just a bad preacher, brother. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and have them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay you every one his men that were joined unto Baal-peor. Now, why was that going on? Because, you see, Jesus had not yet come. You got to understand something. Jesus came preaching the gospel. What does the word gospel mean? Good news. Do you know the word gospel is not in the Old Testament? Wonder why? Because there ain't no good news back there. You understand? Get your head cut off if you mess with that. But in the New Testament, Jesus came preaching good news. Now watch this. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto the brethren a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now watch this. These people were repenting and said, God, forgive me. Excuse my French. This guy go gets this whore and just walks right past everybody, and he's going to take this whore into this room and just begin to commit sexual lust. Oh, and here people are asking God to forgive them of all this trash. But notice this in verse 7. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation, took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through. Whoo, that's tough, isn't it? The man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. This man had such zeal, and because people could not, you could not approach the throne of God, God had to work on those kind of people's levels. And he had such a zeal, but he stopped the plague that was coming against Israel. What I'm saying is here, I want to deal with tonight, I am the Christian the devil warned you about. I made up my mind that every devil in hell is going to know me by my first name. You know, some people get mad at me. I had one guy say, I don't like you. I said, if you knew me, you would love me. I'm a nice guy. I really am. Glory to God. Now, I know I'm weird because I'm not of this world. Amen. Actually, I'm an alien. I'm in it, but I'm not of it. Glory to God. So when you understand something, people say, but Jesse, you got boldness. No, I don't. People think I do. I really don't. I pray for boldness. But see, if I had it, I wouldn't have to pray for it. But I have to pray for boldness, you know, and faith coming by hearing. But I made up my mind, as I said earlier, that I'm going to live for Jesus Christ no matter what. Now, I've had the devil. Some people don't think, bless God, that I ever have any trouble at all because I laugh all the time and I smile all the time. Kenneth Copeland said, Jesse, you got joy like I've never seen anybody in my life. Boy, you pressed down, shaking together, running over with joy. And I said, well, praise God. It's the strength of God. But I had a woman walk up to me not long ago, Brother Broswell. She's kind of mad at me about something. She said, I guess your faith ain't never been tested. I said, honey, since I saw you, it's been tested severely. Now you know why I don't pastor churches. Glory to God. I thought, what's the matter with you, woman? Because I'm not bawling and squalling and going down. That doesn't mean the devil don't fight me. He fights me all the time. But I learned something. If God be for me, who could be against me? I'm more than a conqueror. Greater is he who's in you than he was in the world. In other words, bless God, I can be depressed or I can be alive. I can be happy or I can be sad. I just chose happy. I just chose happy. I get up in the morning sometimes, things make me mad, but I decide, no, I'll not be mad about that today. I'll rejoice in the anointing of who God is and what God is inside of me. Now, Phinehas had such a zeal that he literally caused, I mean, he killed those people. Now, you got to understand, in those days, it's a totally different system then. That was under the old covenant. But Jesus said today that we ought to have the same righteousness or the same zeal as Phinehas had. So I want to deal with zeal. Number one, write this down. The source of godly zeal is the Holy Ghost. Write that down. The source of godly zeal is the Holy Ghost. It's not emotional feeling. It's not trying to get somebody's attention by hollering as loud as you can. No, no. The source of godly zeal is the Holy Ghost. You don't do something until the Holy Ghost tells you to do it. Now, that's why the church world has preached against the Holy Ghost for centuries, because that's where the power is. So they say that's not for today. And the reason why they say that's not for today, because centuries ago they quit fasting and praying and started feasting and playing. And when you start feasting and playing instead of fasting and praying, you lose the power of God in your life. See, then after a while you have to create something called religion. Now, you know, if you're from New Orleans, Louisiana, you got to be Catholic at least once. I mean, that's just the way it is. And probably Mobile too. How many of y'all been Catholic at least once? Hold your hand up. See, I thought so. And that's just the way it is. We were taught to pray prayers, what I call certain kind of prayers. Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Oh, hail Mary, blessed are you, blah, 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 blah. Our Father art in heaven. We'd say them real fast so we could get them over quick. So, you know, when you're raised Catholic, it's not like a Protestant. Because, you see, we thought you Protestants were bad people. Because Protestant means protester. You are a protester. You left the Holy Roman Catholic Church. You left the Mother Church. What's the matter with you? Now, you got to understand, you know, when I got over into this ranks here, like Full Gospels, Assemblies of God, and all that kind of stuff, Pentecostal church, I wasn't used to hearing people pray like they pray. You know, we didn't do that kind of stuff. I mean, Protestants pray loud. Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! God! Jesus, Lord! heart. God, he's going, what? What? What is the problem here, man? I mean, you know, it's like as if God's deaf or something. We didn't do that, glory to God. In fact, we didn't talk to God. We talked to the priest. Yeah, and I noticed them, man. I mean, my God, they would just pray hard. And this was years ago. And I'm looking across this great congregation. We have some beautiful ladies here tonight. But do you know most of you could not be saved 30 years ago? You got makeup on your faces, you bunch of Jezebels from hell. They would have destroyed you, man. We had the ugliest people in church 30 years ago you ever saw in your life. I'm talking some major sweat hogs. You know what I'm saying? Bad. The source of godly zeal is the Holy Ghost. But you know it took me 3 years to get the Holy Ghost? Like to beat my brains out getting the Holy Ghost. Because everybody told me to tarry instead of receive. I'd go down there, they'd pray on me, beat me in the head, beat me on the back, spit in my face, the bad breath, underarm deodorant failed. It's hard to concentrate when somebody stinks like a dog, man. And they'd say, speak it out and hold on and hang loose. And I said, finally I got angry. I said, get out of here, man. Leave me alone. If this is a gift, this is the hardest gift I've ever got in my life. Because it made it works instead of receiving. They said, speak in another tongue. I said, what do you want me to say? All I know is English. Well, I'm a Frenchman. I can say, il est un peu drôle, mais il vous va très bien. See, a Frenchman never really gives you a good compliment. He says, it's a little funny looking, but it's very becoming. See, the French language, we would say, I am soaking wet. But the French language says, je suis mouillé jusque so, which means you soak to the bones. I mean, you're wet, see. So I didn't know what to say. I tried to get the Holy Ghost, couldn't get it. But I had a zeal in my life. I would witness at the drop of a hat. I knew just enough to be dangerous. And I was not embarrassed to serve Jesus publicly. I wasn't embarrassed to pray in a public place. No, because I wasn't embarrassed to drink in one when I wasn't saved. I wasn't embarrassed to smoke dope. I wasn't embarrassed to chase women. I wasn't embarrassed to do any of that stuff. Well, when I got saved, I made up my mind. Bless God, if I'm going to pray over my food, everyone else in there is going to pray over it too. So I'd go in the restroom and I'd bow my head and I'd say, Father! More people go, ooh, and they drop their forks. Jesus, the man's praying. Bless this food, drive my day. Now, I'm not telling you to go do that because I didn't have a lot of sense, but I sure had a lot of zeal. The source of godly zeal is the Holy Ghost. Now, that source of godly zeal draws its vital force from the constant operations of the Spirit in the soul. If you notice when we came out and started this meeting, we immediately began to flow in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because it's his meeting. See, he understands these things. He can put you in a place where you never could be. But you got to have zeal to get there. I made up my mind. I was coming to Mobile, Alabama, and I didn't care if anybody was going to come. I preached my own self a revival. I have stood in front of a mirror and preached to myself for 45 minutes, spit flying, give an altar call and answer it. I've answered my own altar calls, ladies and gentlemen. It don't make a lick of difference to me. I'll pick up an offering. I'll give and I'll receive. I heard myself preaching on radio one time, sent myself $100, how much I liked it. I am as serious as I can be. I made up my mind, devil, you want to fight? A fight you're going to get. You want some of me? Leapfrog, because I made up my mind, I'm going to run over you because of the Spirit of God in me said I could. Said I could. And I'm going to take my rights in Jesus Christ. And I don't care if the church world gets mad as a hornet. If he says greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world, then bless God. I don't care if you're Catholic. Put that television by my face. I don't care if you're Baptist. I don't care if you're Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Church of God, Church of Christ, Word of Faith, Full Gospel. I'm going to believe this Bible. Glory! Yes! Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Zeal. I am the Christian the devil warned you about. I never forget one time me and my pastor years ago, he said, Jess, I got to go to the crazy ward at Charity Hospital in New Orleans. I went, yeah, glory, I got all to fit good there. We got to go cast the devil out of a girl that's tried to commit suicide 3 times. Thank God they got her just before she went out. I never forget this. I went to this crazy ward. Zeal. I could hear this. Dun, 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 dun. We were going to war, glory to God. Now my pastor said, don't get crazy. I said, I won't get crazy. But I was drawing that force from the Holy Ghost. The Lord says, they're demon-possessed. The deliverer comes today. And it wasn't Jesse, it was Jesus. But you got to have a righteous indignation. And I went in there, and there was this little girl that had her hands tied to her waist. She was sitting on a line. She said, you're here. She's mine. I said, oh, no, she's not. And like a cat, boom, she springs out, hit me right in the chest, spit flying me, rolling on the floor. Come out, devil. And they got the people in the white coats going, oh, my God, what's going on? Oh, my God, what's happening? We're casting out devils. I went, stood right in the middle of about 40 of them. They were all fruitcakes. And I went, you demon devils from hell up. And they're going, ah, ah. We was having fun. I am the Christian the devil warned you about. Hallelujah. I tell you, the electrical lock shorted out. And we couldn't get out. We were stuck. And my pastor said, we're stuck. We can't get out. I said, hey. To me, it was charge. This demon-possessed person said, you want out, you need to get out. She took her finger and stuck it right in the middle of a socket. The fire flew and the door opened. Get out. Devil didn't want us in there, boy. The Methodist chaplain says, I have never seen nothing like that in my life. I said, well, you should have. Your founder was John Wesley. Amen. You should have. My God, he believed in the power of the Holy Ghost. You shut up. It ain't his fault. What happened? Feasting and playing instead of fasting and praying. And don't write me no ugly letter because I'm not going to answer it. The source of godly zeal is the Holy Ghost. I'm not against Methodists. I'm against the devil. You see, to me, this zeal is not just a mere thing of the brain. It's not just in the realm of the senses or intellectual power. This is the redeemed of the Lord that ought to be saying so. If you think God is quiet, man, you have missed it 100 miles. Suddenly there's a sound of a rushing mighty wind. And God don't come to town saying, hello, hello. No, God comes to town like a hurricane. Blowing away sin, sickness, and disease. Glory! I am the Christian the devil warned you about. Is he saying that about you? Listen to me. It's not an intellectual power or a thing of the brain. No, it's the source of God is the Holy Ghost. And the reason why he wants you to flow in it so your intellectual activity don't try to mess it up. Amen. Now, I may not sound educated, but I am. I can preach homiletically, hermeneutically, philosophically, theologically. I got a PhD, Brother Broswell. I'm past having doubts. That's as high as you can get. I can preach to the academic crowd. Just change my vocabulary. That person looks so odious to me. But if you're a kid, you say, Mom, Mama, you ugly. No, instead of odious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the source of godly zeal is the Holy Ghost. The devil won't, scared that you're going to get up tomorrow again. If you've been standing and believing God for your husband, don't get depressed about it. Amen. It's his tough luck. He married you. Amen. You got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. How long does it take till he gives in? And the reason why he's mad, because I said it last night, I'll say it again. The Lord has sanctified the boy. Sanctified means set apart for salvation. Set apart. Notice he can't get along with the world because he wants you to go in the world with him. He can't get along with the church because you're there. And so he can't get along with the world. He can't get along with the church. So God's jerked him out of the world. He's out of the church. And God's put him over here. And the Holy Ghost going, bam, 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 bam. Just knocking sin off the boy. Hang on. It'll happen. Why? You got the promise of your family. You know what that woman used to do me before I was saved? She got saved before I did. I could feel those fingers coming across the sheets. She'd ever so lightly put her hand on my shoulder and say, come out, devil. I said, hey, woman, I'm awake. Get your hand off me. Trying to cast the devil out of me. But I'm preaching the gospel today.
Amen. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, when you have the power of God flowing in your life, nothing is impossible for you. See, God's power moved through Kathy and my mama's prayers and got me saved. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying? You got to understand something. A lot of churches speak against the Holy Ghost because they're worried about tongues, but that's that power, boy, that Satan cannot handle. I mean, he just cannot. It blows him out the park, like we say. I like to say it like this. If you start feasting and playing instead of fasting and praying, you're going to lose the power of God in your life. And what happens is it's all done through idleness, which leads to vice and mischief. And I mean that sincerely. I'm never idle in my relationship with God or in the work that I do God tells me to do. I refuse to be idle. I don't have time for all that, see? Why? I want that Holy Ghost just constantly flowing through me and out of me to you. Can I pray for you right now? Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to minister greatly to people today. They're going through some hard times, but tough times don't last. Tough people do when they flow in the Holy Ghost, Lord. I thank you for it. I believe you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let me tell you something. I mean, it's amazing. That's why God said, Jesus said, y'all go to Jerusalem that you be endued with power. Dunamis, where we get our English word dynamite. You see what I'm saying? Because you need power to live in this life. I mean, the world's going crazy in a handbasket, isn't it? People don't know what to do. My God. But when you have the power of Christ in you through the personage of the Holy Spirit, there's nothing you can't do. Nothing spiritually or physically or financially. Doesn't make any difference what they say, but it makes all the difference about what God says. Now, are you listening to what God says? And the way to do that is through the personage of the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, not on you, not around you, in you. If it's in you, it comes out of you. Jesus called him the Comforter, so you should be in comfort. Stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment. I got some wonderful things to show you that's happening at Jesse the Planet's Ministry. I'll be back in a moment to speak another word to you. Hope you're enjoying this. Watch this.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Angels are real, and many of them are here today. God's word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. Order your copy today at jdm.org. I love our May product offer today. It's my book entitled The Hidden Help. It's dealing with angels. And let me tell you something, they are magnificent angels. I share a lot of wonderful experiences with angels myself, as well as a great teaching on it. How do you get this book? Go to jdm.org for all the ordering information. You'll get it. I'm telling you, it will bless you and minister greatly to you, because there's more angels in the world than there are human beings. You can't count angels. They're innumerable, but you can count human beings. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We got some Australia meetings. Hallelujah. I'm traveling a lot, preaching up a storm. Well, me and Kathy will be in Australia. We'll be in Springwood near Brisbane. We'll be in Bruce by Canberra. I believe I said that right. We'll be in Baywater near Melbourne, and also Osborne Park near Perth. I hope you can attend one of these wonderful meetings. We're having glorious time. People come from Japan when we go to the Perth area. They fly all the way across the ocean. What a blessing. Singapore, all kinds of things. I hope you can come. If you want to know more about our meeting schedule, go to jdm.org and get all the information right there. You will be blessed. Partners, I can't thank you enough for all that you do for this ministry. Been preaching 48 years and never had a financial deficit. Why? Well, let me say what I say all the time. I trust you, and you trust me, and we both trust God. And when we do that, God's word is so good and gracious. You know, I wish it wouldn't cost as much money to be on television and all the different things, but you know what? That's okay. God takes care of us, and he's going to take care of you. The anointing of increase is on my life. It is on me. Get me on your side, and I want to thank every partner. And if you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. Nothing too small, nothing too big. 100%. Of what you give, you heard me say it, 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. We're totally debt-free. Been debt-free since 1982. Isn't that something? My God, it's such a blessing. Because of you, we're able to go all over the world. And I hope you enjoy it. And there's no time for slowing down with this white-headed old man. Praise God. God just keeps me moving. Don't miss next week. Part two coming of I Am the Christian the devil warns you about. You'll be blessed. Until then, we'll see you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. Our May partner offer is a sermon I preached entitled, How to Be Certain Among Uncertainty. There's so many uncertain things going on. You need to get this today. And I mean that it will help you in your daily walk with God and in your physical walk in the world. How do I get it? You go to jdm.org to get your copy. It's worth your time. It will be a blessing to you. It will show you what to do. Get it.
Be encouraged with godly insight and wisdom as you stream the Jesse DePlantis Ministries podcast.
Jesus said, whom the Son is set free is free indeed. You come boldly to the throne of grace.
Each newly uploaded teaching by Jesse and Kathy will strengthen your faith and inspire you to live a prosperous life in Jesus Christ. Start walking in victory with just a click of a button. Subscribe to the JDM podcast today.
Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible? Because it's doable. In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at jdm.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe.
So I decided to fellowship with God. Now, I want to tell you something. Most of the church world told me I couldn't do that.
Who do you think you are?
That's nothing to do with what I think I am. It's who he thinks I am. See, I found that most people are just jealous. When you can go to the throne yourself. See, because see, there's zeal. And I said, God, why do I have such a thirst for you? He said, because you got zeal. See, you got zeal. Zeal. The object of God's zeal is good works. The source of God's zeal is the Holy Ghost.